Thank God it's Friday, gonna cast out a line. A happy afternoon, sun is flying oh so high. I'm a peaceful kind of guy, most usually. But I'm hunting all the fishes in the deep blue sea. Making sure my bait is all nice and stinky. Gonna add a little lead and make the bait go sinky. We can wait another day to do the patchwork laundry. Cause now we going fishing for Bunyan Country.
Yes, it's Friday, but not any Friday. It's Fishing Opener Eve Friday. And that's what we are going to be talking about today, the fishing opener. We will hear from Paul Nelson in just moments, outstanding guide in Paul Bunyan Country. He'll give us his ideas on the opener. And we had the opportunity to talk with one of the all-time greats, Hall of Fame angler and founder of Northland Fishing Tackle, John Peterson. And we had some responses on Facebook and Twitter to our question, where are you opening? We got all the details coming up. Let's start off with Paul Nelson. We ran into him, like we did so many people, at Northwoods Bait and Tackle's grand opening a couple of weekends ago. Paul, it's always good to see another sporting goods store in town.
Boy, what a good location for a store, too. Yeah. You know, if you're late to the access, you won't be able to say you got caught at the bait store without them knowing.
Yeah, no doubt. This is probably the perfect location for a bait shop.
I would think so, and they've got a good selection of tackle in there. They don't have a whole lot of space, so it's very organized. The tackle they have in there is just the stuff the guys need, so I think it'll be a success.
Well, Paul, obviously it's going to be nip or tuck as to whether we're out on Lake Bemidji or any number of lakes for the opener. What's your gut tell you after all these years?
It's going to be really close. If it's off, it's going to be by a day or two. You know, I would think that there's going to be some lakes that are open, but I can't see how all the ice is going to be gone everywhere. Bemidji's usually one of the last, so is Cass Lake. So, you know, they're the ones that I think, you know, and the DNR is going to have trouble getting all those docks in on time, too. So there's going to be a number of challenges, but it's a long season, so I think we'll survive.
Yeah, it's not like deer hunting where you get about two or three weeks to get it in. You got plenty of time.
That's the truth. So, yeah, and the fish, we're not going to miss anything this year. You know, we're going to see it from maybe even still spawning in the lakes, you know, right through the season. So some years when it's, you know, real early spring, we miss some of the best fishing. They're already moved off the break line. So they'll be shallow, and we'll see it all this year.
I would assume most people are going to be using jigs and minnows early.
It is. That's another thing that'll be interesting. You know, those they have to trap those minnows, and they have to come into shoreline. So I would guess a lot of people are going to be using fatheads this year because the spot tails probably will be real tough to get and very expensive if they do get them. And, you know, leeches, even the leech ponds, it takes a while for those things to get active too. So I'm sure bait is going to be another issue to deal with on the opener.
What's your ideal lake to open on?
Oh, I like to fish chains of lakes so that I'm fishing those river spawning fish and, you know, the cast chains, whether that's Kitchee or Andrusia or, you know, Bemidji into Irving. You know, I like to go with the water temperature. So I got a friend that a lot of people know that lives over by Max, Minnesota, and he's got some rivers over there that are really good early in the year. So, and I bet you Rainy River is probably going to be one of the hot spots this year because a lot of those fish aren't going to be all the way into the lake yet. Walleyes don't like to swim into colder water. So a lot of times they will stay in that river until they're at least breaking even on that. And that's, you know, so the water temperatures will have a lot to do with it. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of fishes still in the rivers this year.
I've heard a few people say they're going to use crawlers right away.
Well, they'll be able to get a hold of them, and they certainly do work, you know, on a small piece of crawler. I guess in the old days they used to say that, you know, if you snipped off a little piece of the crawler, you had to put a whole new one on. That's not necessarily true. I mean, little pieces of crawlers, just enough to add scent to it. And, you know, that's just like an insect or a bug to the fish. So, yeah, crawlers and leeches work all year long. I've saved leeches into the wintertime, and walleyes like them in the winter, too, if you can get them. So, you know, we set a lot of limits to the fish that don't actually exist.
You're still writing?
I still do, yep.
Catch you in the Pioneer?
Yep, they've switched it around a bit now. It's in the Sunday edition now. But, yep, still doing that every week.
And still guiding, so we can still book a trip with Paul Nelson?
You absolutely can. Yep, I'm still guiding. I don't think I'll ever quit that.
How do we get a hold of you, Paul?
You can contact me on my phone, 218-760-7751, or it's panelsonbemidji@gmail.com. I've got a website, too. You can just search for Bemidji Area Guides and look for me.
Paul, thanks for your time today. Good luck when you get out there.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Continuing along now with one of my favorite people to talk with, the founder of Northland Fishing Tackle and a Hall of Fame angler, John Peterson. He, like so many, was at the Northwoods Bait and Tackle grand opening a couple weekends ago, and we talked about a lot of things.
You got to be happy to see all those yellow labels in this store.
Yeah, we're awful proud of what's happened here over the past 40-some years, and Bemidji has been the hometown of Northland Fishing Tackle, and to see another new shop start up like we're standing here today at the Northwoods new bait and tackle shop on the north end of Lake Bemidji. So it's really, 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 really good to see, and I'm happy for the guys that are starting up the operations. And I think it's going to be very successful. If you look at the crowd here today and the people that are coming in to see this new shop and to see this promotion that's developing here today, it's very, very encouraging.
And, of course, it's in an ideal location right across from Lake Bemidji and the Northwoods Access.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be very good for people, even if they have their, if they want to launch their boat and walk across the street and get their bait and tackle, or if they're on the water and they're running out of bait or need to get bait, all I got to do is tie up to the dock and walk across the road. So it's going to be a very convenient location, and, with Tabor's now closing the doors, and it's going to be harder, to find places in the Bemidji area to get bait. So this is going to be one that's going to be very popular. It's on, if you're on your way to any of the lakes that are north of town, west of town, northeast of town, I mean, this is going to be the place that you'll want to stop and get your bait and tackle.
Coming up next, we'll have more with John Peterson, and we'll take a look at the question we posed on Facebook and Twitter. Where are you opening?
There are three seasons in Minnesota: fishing, ice fishing, and hell on earth. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
John Peterson, Northland Fishing Tackle founder and Hall of Fame angler, my guest. We're talking about cold openers, of which there have been many in the past. As it turns out, not going to be that cold for this one, but some interesting reminiscences nonetheless.
I have fished, 45 or 50 Minnesota fishing openers, and I have experienced this before, not a number of times, but probably a handful of times. I remember fishing on Lake Winnebogoche back in the late 60s, early 70s, and there was ice floating all over the lake. You had the Dodge ice, and I've woken up on opening morning of fishing season in campsites ready for the Minnesota fishing opener. You go to bed, and it's a decent day, and wake up the next morning and you got 6 inches of snow on your boat. So you never know. This is Minnesota, and especially northern Minnesota, you don't know what to expect. The water is going to be cold. The fish are going to be, lethargic probably. But if you can catch them in the rivers and some of the holes in the rivers and some of the shallow water flats in the areas of the lakes that are warming up, you're going to catch fish. And I guess one tip that I'd like to pass on to a lot of the listeners that are planning on fishing not only on opening weekend but probably the first couple weeks of the season, it's all about water temperature. The warmer the water, the more active the fish are. And one thing I've learned over my tenure of fishing here in Minnesota is that in the springtime it seemed like the late morning, midday, even later in the afternoon fishing is way better than the early morning stuff. So for you people that like to enjoy your coffee in the morning and long breakfasts, I would recommend that you probably go on that pattern, because the afternoon fishing in the springtime is normally way, way better than the early morning stuff.
And I would presume, like every opener, Fireball jig would be a good thing to have in your boat, and probably some minnows.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for jig and minnow fishing, and especially with the, you know, with the, you know, the late ice out, the water's cold. Fish are going to be very lethargic. They're going to be relatively shallow water, and fishing with a jig and a little live bait on the back end. Fireball jig obviously has been one of our best producers and sellers for a number of years, and they are designed strictly for live bait. A light 16th ounce, 8th ounce at the most, fireball jig with a 6-8 pound test line, and a fathead minnow. Again, a lot of times, you know, the fish like shiner minnows, and shiners are great, and if you can keep them alive. But a lot of times, it's just a regular fathead minnow, and two and a half, 3-inch fathead minnow in a lighter fireball jig is, you're going to have a fish fry at the end of the day if you put that on and stay with it. And stay shallow water. A lot of times in the early spring, you know, the water is on our lakes is very clean and clear early in the season because, you know, the algae hasn't developed yet, the heat hasn't developed. So the fish are very spooky because of the clarity of the water. And because they're in shallow water, and a lot of times you have to cast to them. You can't troll over them or make a lot of noise. And that's why anchoring up, if you can find a good little hot spot where they're hanging out, either really slow drifting, quietly drifting without the motor running, or anchoring up and casting and retrieving. Real slow retrieve on is really the most productive way of catching them early in the season.
If it's an ideal opener and everything was open, where would you be opening?
I would be opening probably on, I have so many, we are so blessed to have so many lakes living up here in the Bemidji area. But it all depends on who I'm taking fishing. If I'm taking inexperienced people fishing, I still like to go to Red Lake for the first few trips because it's simple, it's easy, and anybody that can hold a fishing pole can catch them over there because they're plentiful and they're easy to catch, and it's not that far away. Otherwise, you know, depending on the water temperature, this year is going to be more difficult to catch them probably on Lake Bemidji, you know, the first week or so. It's going to produce, but not as good as it will in 2 weeks. Lake Irvin's not going to always be good, but anything connected to a river system, anything connected to the Mississippi River, Wolf Lake, Andrusia, parts of Cass Lake, Lake Winnebagoche, some of the shorelines on Lake Winnebagoche, Leech Lake, some of the shallower bays in Leech Lake are always good. And it's just, we have a variety, but you want to look for lakes, and they don't have to be big lakes, but the lakes that warm up the quickest are going to be the most productive in most cases. And the fish are going to be in shallow water. They're going to be in 5 to 10 feet of water, or even sometimes even less than that. So, but you talk about favorite lakes, and I mean, I've got handfuls of them, and it's one of the most difficult decisions that we, us fishermen, seem like we have to make, you know, where are we going to go today, or where should we go today? And it's just like, that's one of the biggest decisions that we have to make, but it's fun to get around and fish in different bodies of water. I'm not fixed into just one body of water. I like to move around and try different bodies of water. I keep my ears open. I got a lot of buddies out there that are fishing, so I always know where the fish are biting, probably better than other lakes. So, but coming to bait and tackle shops like the Northwoods, the bait and tackle shop here in the north end of Lake Bemidji, these guys are very, very knowledgeable, and that's why I feel they're going to be very, very successful, because they're fishermen, and they have a pipeline of people that are coming here all the time and telling them what's going on, and they pass it on to the people that patronize their shop, and getting good information and good knowledge before you go out on the lake is also very important. And it's easy to make decisions once you get this good information coming at you.
You know, I've talked in depth with you and Duane about the history of Northland Tackle and how it developed, but I just think, I always think back to my uncle telling me he worked with you at New Ply, and he remembered when you were working out of the trunk of your car. And now every time I go into a bait shop, there's these huge displays of Northland tackle. It's quite a story.
Yeah, it's quite a story. And it, you know, I started the business in 1975 out of the basement of my home. And I had some lucky breaks in my life to get into the fishing industry. I went to high school. Well, I was born and raised here in the Bemidji area, and then my parents moved to Detroit Lakes the start of eighth grade. So I went to high school from eighth grade through my senior year in Detroit Lakes High School. I was a Detroit Lakes Laker. And then I come back here to BSU. I went to college here at BSU for 4 years. And during that time, I had the opportunity to go to work for a guy in the fishing business that was starting up a tackle manufacturing facility up in International Falls, Minnesota. And that's how I first got started and had an opportunity to get involved in the fishing industry. And from there, I worked for him for I think it was about 5 years or so. And then when I was 24 years old, I decided that, hey, I can do this. I can do this on my own. I was a worker and know what a 12, 14-hour day was and willing to do it. So I started up the business in 1975 in the basement of my home, and from there it spread to the basement in the entryway, and from there the basement entryway in a garage. And then it just continued to blossom, and then my brother joined me, Dwayne, and, you know, about 7 years later, and just things continued to elevate. And And it was a stair-step business. It wasn't one lure that took us from the start to where we are today. It was a combination of 20, 30, 40 lure developments that happened over time. And just working with a lot of good people, a lot of good employees, and rubbing shoulders with the right people that really helped us along the way to turn this thing into one of the, you know, one of the biggest tackle manufacturing facilities in the state of Minnesota.
John Peterson, Hall of Fame angler. Always love talking to him. John, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Kevin.
We are getting close to the opener, and if it's Saturday morning, the opener is already upon us. Did want to let you know about some seasonal closures due to spawning areas. A lot of them were closed through the 11th, so it should be open for the opener. I have not seen anything that says these are extended, so I'll just go with the ones I have in front of me that I know will be closed for the opener and sometime after that. Let's start with the first river flowage from Williams Narrows upstream to Egg Lake, including Little Cutfoot Sioux. That'll be through the 18th, but that area is closed. Mississippi River below the Otter Tail Power Dam to Wolf Lake is closed through the 18th. Round Lake near Lawrence Lake, panfish spawning areas in two bays on the south side of the lake. That has been closed since the 3rd and will be closed through May 30th. And the connection between Lake Emma and Big Sand Lake is closed until further notice. Those are the areas that are closed for spawning for the time being. Now let's take a look at our Facebook posts. We had the question yesterday, where will you be on the opener? Had a couple of responses. Bilo says Lake Bemidji on Saturday, small area lake on Sunday, fishing 5 to 9 feet with jigs and minnows. Seems like a good plan. Tracy Crona tells us she's going to be on Winnie. Winnie with an exclamation point. And Matt Brewer says Vegas. Matt clearly is new to the fishing scene in northern Minnesota. How else can you explain why he would be in Vegas for the fishing opener? Clearly he doesn't understand the ways of the north. And over on Twitter, Aaron Berger said Area Lake. Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggies. And Aaron, we just want to say thank you for being so candid with us. A lot of people wouldn't tell us where they were fishing. That'll do it for today. Hope you have a great time fishing wherever it might be. Good luck, and we will talk to you next week.
Fish Tale!
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.